Wayne Allen Root Radio Show.
Nothing but static. We always appreciate him pushing the buttons, keeping us on the air. Of course, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour, so stick around for that. Just stay with me for 60 minutes. I've got some good stuff in store for you for the opening hour. We'll start with the exodus of the one and only Nancy Pelosi. And to do her justice, I think we need to play her the appropriate outgoing music.
Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
So the Wicked Witch is, well, she's not dead, but she's on her way out the door. So here's the biggest concern with this quick exit of Nancy Pelosi. There's an old quote, better the devil you know than the devil that you don't. And with Nancy, you had a sluggish, older generational woman who had the ability to keep the jackals of her own party at bay, keeping AOC and Ilhan Omar at arm's distance at all times. And they, to me, are the biggest threat to this party. And that goes hand in hand with the new rising star of the Democrat Party. And that, of course, is Hakeem Jeffries. Now, you may not recognize Hakeem Jeffries, but Hakeem Jeffries does not think too much about you. If you are a Trump supporter or just a Republican general, Hakeem Jeffries is not a fan. And here's what Hakeem Jeffries, who very well could be the replacement for Nancy Pelosi, here's what he had to say about you.
House Democrats are going to continue to put people over politics, fight for lower cost, better paying jobs, and safer communities, and to draw a clear contrast with extreme MAGA Republicans who are out of control, don't believe in reproductive freedom, don't believe in Social Security, don't believe in many cases in democracy. We have a vision for the future to continue to be there for everyday Americans, and they continue to put politics over patriotism.
Can you imagine? I got to stop it there for a second. Can you imagine someone spinning those just blatant, absurd lies, pointing his finger at you and telling you you're not a patriot? He just told you, if you're a MAGA supporter, you're not a patriot. You're the problem. You're the biggest problem that the United States has to face. Let's hear this one more time again. Hakeem Jeffries, the rising star, set to take over for Nancy Pelosi.
Afflicted by disasters. House Democrats are going to continue to put people over politics, fight for lower cost, better paying jobs, and safer communities.
Really?
Draw a clear contrast.
Wow.
With extreme MAGA Republicans.
Yeah, safe communities.
Who are out of control, don't believe in reproductive freedom, don't believe in Social Security, don't believe in many cases in democracy.
Just a lie.
Flat
out.
We have a vision for the future to continue to be there for every day.
No vision. Democrats have
Americans.
Nothing.
And they continue to put politics over patriotism.
That's completely false.
To give us nothing but talking points and platitudes devoid of any substance.
Amazing to me.
Any vision, any agenda for the American people.
I mean, think about it. If he were Pinocchio, I mean, by now his nose would be completely out of the computer screen and hitting me in the eye. I mean, I'm surprised that his head doesn't explode. Or in general, Democrats' heads don't explode. Some Republicans, too. I'm not just saying it's just Democrats that lie. It's both sides. Both sides have liars and manipulators and just grotesque human beings who slug around in the shadows, stealing your money, put it in their pocket, and living in big mansions. So anyway, I wanted to just point that out, that be careful what you wish for. Yes, Wicked Witch is on her way out, but the replacement could, in fact, be worse than the Wicked Witch herself. I haven't really gotten a chance to talk to you too much at too much length about the election. I want to share some thoughts with you. Democrats in this election pushed a candidate this year that literally could not complete a full sentence. And they did the same thing in 2020 with Joe Biden. Fetterman in 2022, Joe Biden in 2020. And the Democrat public ran to the polls to vote for these two men. See, Democrats have no real conscience. That's why they can prop up people that aren't really good people. They can send a Fetterman out to get elected, even though they know when he gets to the Senate, he won't be able to do that job. They actually championed a man who ran from his basement. And again, someone who has zero mental capabilities. And now we're seeing it just about every day, every time he gets up to actually be the commander in chief. Wayne talked about this earlier in the week. They actually had to give him a palm card and write out every single thing that he was supposed to do and say, to the point where they told him to sit down, stay, get up, like a dog, like a dog. Woof, woof, woof. Right? That's your president. That is the leader of the free world. See, Democrats resent the whole premise behind elections. And I'm stealing some of these thoughts from the great Rush Limbaugh because he said it first. But they don't believe they should have to persuade anyone to agree with them. They don't really believe in campaigns. They don't believe in a free, open exchange of ideas. They don't think any ideas outside of their own are legitimate. They think your ideas are foolhardy and a waste of their precious time. Have you ever gotten into a pseudo-intellectual argument with a true card-carrying progressive liberal? You can't really have a back-and-forth dialogue with them because they are just talking to hear themselves make their quote-unquote bullet points. They're just rattling off things that they've been told to say in the playbook of the progressive Democrat. They're not really interested in an equal exchange of ideas. They never have been. The only thing that really excites a Democrat or a progressive or a super lib is power. And as I've said many times right here on this show, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So don't forget that. They really don't want fairness. They may say they want fairness, but the truth is, card-carrying progressives want to stack the deck. They want to have all the advantages all of the time, right? They're attempting to win elections with really out broad public support. They're using fringe issues. That's what they're trying to do. All right, before I run out of time, one other thing I wanted to run into. So the Republicans came out yesterday, talked at length about how they wanted to go after Hunter Biden. So I do want them to go after Hunter Biden. I absolutely want them to put that on the front burner, not the back burner. But I do want them to convey to the American people who voted for them that they are vigilantly going to try to solve some of these brutal problems that are plaguing all of us right now. Problems like record inflation and a literal invasion at our southern borders to go with the explosion of crime in our cities across the country. So, yes, I want them to go after that as well, as equally as important as going after Hunter Biden. Because I do want the truth to come out about Hunter Biden, and I want that connection from Hunter to his father to Obama to a criminal syndicate that has been siphoning off money for as long as they've been in power. And I do believe that that is happening with the Bidens. So anyway, that's how we begin this Friday broadcast. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can email me, L-E-E-E-L-C-I radio. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Be awesome if you like my Facebook page, Lee Elsie, Voice of Freedom, up there on the Facebook. We can go back and forth that way as well. Of course, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour, and he'll take you for the last couple hours on Fridays. I do get a chance to hang out with you, and it's always a lot of fun to do that. Christopher down there in Dallas, one more time, pushing the buttons, making it all go. We will take a short break. I do have a couple guests coming up from the Heritage Foundations, and we will chat with them before the end of this first hour. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
President Trump said we're going to replace Obamacare with tax credits and enlarged HSAs. This is Wayne Allyn Root, the only radio host to support President Trump's MSA and Medicare. Governor DeSantis and the Freedom Caucus stopped Obamacare's repeal in 2017. DeSantis doesn't support Trump's MSA and Medicare. Medicare.gov isn't reporting that Medicare HMOs pay nothing out of network. Trump MSA seniors can use the hospitals of their choice. It's the law. Plus, Trump MSA couples get up to $6,000 in their MSA accounts at the bank on January 1st, 2023. And many save thousands more because they have no need for Medicare supplements anymore. Pray Herschel Walker, Joel Osteen, and John Hagee inform seniors to take the Medicare money by December 7th. Up to $6,000 per couple at TrumpMSA.com. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. It's time for your MSA. TrumpMSA.com. That's TrumpMSA.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited-time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited-time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, Wayne L. Root, the Root's on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time for you to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price, healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you get to save a fortune on all the same products you already use at home. All the products you use, all the products you want, all the products you need at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company, GreatPatriotStore.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name again is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Fridays, I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour of the broadcast. Today is Veterans Day. Again, I humbly thank each and every veteran out there listening across this great country. Without you, we would all be nothing. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Of course, it is the week of the election, and we're still trying to put together all of the pieces of this puzzle. Once again, it is still just insane that we are sitting here waiting almost 4 days later for results to still come in. In fact, that is one of the reasons why I always think that people are going to be suspect of election counts, because it just shouldn't work like this. There's got to be a better way. Even on election night, when you're staring at results and they come in a little at a time, a little at a time, then there's a dump, then there's a little, then there's nothing for hours. And then here we are again, like I said, on Friday, still waiting for results to come in from different parts of the country, and it makes everybody suspicious. So that being said, there is an interesting story about a dead man in Pennsylvania that got elected. Maybe you missed that. Democrat Tony DeLuca, the longest running Pennsylvania state representative at 39 years, died last month at the age of 85. He battled lymphoma, but according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, because of his recent death, election authorities were unable to change the ballots, and many voters chose him over the Green Party challenger, Kiana Livingston. So a dead guy, it's not the first time this happened, but a dead guy in Pennsylvania wins a state rep seat in the House. Now, this says so many different things to me. One, system is slightly flawed. There's got to be a way to figure out how to change the ballots. I guess slightly is the wrong word. It's flawed. But the most egregious of this is the idea that, well, two things. One, they can't find a replacement for him. And two, people in that district voted for a dead guy. They don't know probably that he is dead. They don't read the papers. They don't read the internet. They don't listen to the radio or television because they're oblivious to everything that's not inside their tunnel vision. Or they just walk up to the ballot and they circle in whatever party they have affiliated themselves with, and that's it. And that's a huge problem. That's like a spotlight on the problem of America. When you can actually have a dead guy in 2022, a dead person, get elected. We've got to be better than this. We've got to have better information. We've got to be more diligent in how we actually process it all. Otherwise, you get people in office that are just either terrible human beings, stupid, or only out for themselves, or in some cases, all three. Which is the recipe for absolute disaster. I thought I'd bring that up to you here as a sort of like a funny story, but really deep down, not that funny at all. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and it's always a pleasure and an honor to get a chance to hang out with you here on these Fridays. Wayne, again, will be here at the top of the hour. We'll take a quick break. Still got a lot to get to. Half in the books here. First hour on a Friday. The great show, raw and unfiltered. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day.
Brighty on radio and brightyonradio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighty on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit brightyonmetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit brightyonmetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighty on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
We
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTB at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Brighteon Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
Valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And one of my favorite guests to bring on here across the entire country is from the Heritage Foundation. His name is Stephen Bucci. Stephen has 30-plus years of military excellence. He speaks all over the country, teaches all over the country, and we get a chance to pick his brain every week. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well, Lee. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Well, we got to start with the political slant here today. So elections, obviously, Tuesday, not exactly what the Republicans, I think, expected. What went wrong?
I'm not the expert on that kind of stuff, but obviously they got more voters out than we did. And it's, I think it's unfortunate. I think we're going to see some of the bad policies of the first 2 years of this administration will obviously continue. And what I really hope is that they're not more emboldened to do more stuff. I look at the state I live in, Michigan, and we not only got, the same governor and attorney general back, and but we lost the House and the Senate at the state level.
Right.
That's really unfortunate. And a bunch of the propositions that they put forward to change the state constitution to include abortion, to include no parental notification for both abortion and gender assignment or reassignment surgeries got through. In the Constitution, there'll be a thing that you can never have voter ID for voting. So the Democrat Party found a way to get a lot of their policies that they couldn't get through the legislature into the Constitution, which frankly is worse.
So, wow. I didn't realize that about some of the propositions. So they voted against having ID. They voted against parental notification. This is the thing I don't understand. This is common sense stuff. We're living in bizarro world, Steve. I swear, I don't get it.
It's baffling to me. And you know, I'm not going to sit there and throw mud at them and say that they're unwise. I guess, you know, that I will have to assume they made these decisions with some, you know, sentient thought first.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you look at the tactics used, they would put one or two things that most people could agree on in each of the three propositions, and then they'd bury the real key. You know, there was a whole bunch of stuff on voting processes in the one that got the no voter ID. And frankly, I could have voted yes on all of them except for the no voter ID, which is buried in the middle of it. And I'm guessing a lot of folks, you know, focused on one or two of the items in each of those propositions that they felt they agreed with and were probably ignorant of the rest of them. And that's unfortunate. And by putting it, making them constitutional amendments, it has a much longer term effect, and an effect that, you know, it would take another constitutional amendment to change it. Now they can't just fight it out in the legislature.
Yeah. All right, let me switch gears. Biden went to China earlier in the week. I can only imagine what that conversation was like. I feel like he projects nothing but weakness. Break down the trip to China.
Well, many times having the President of the United States go to a country that is essentially adversarial towards us is a good thing, because, you know, the President's going to look him in the eye and he's going to say not no, but heck no. And hopefully, you know, they back down with the policies, you know, threatening their neighbors, doing all sorts of intrusive investment, and then, you know, making demands by pulling the string that's attached to that investment all over the world. But in this case, you know, the combination of President Biden's, you know, bumbling and seemingly in non-comprehension of a lot of the things he talks about, combined with a track record of, you know, cutting deals with China that don't seem to benefit anybody but he and his family and China, that's distressing. That's very concerning to me. So I hope Congress, at least the side of Congress that's not in bed with President Biden, are watching them very closely and are going to put a fine-tooth comb to anything that's said or done over there, because I think there's a lot of potential room for mischief, and that makes me very nervous.
And speaking of China, there's a report that the Japanese now are very nervous. The headline says bracing itself for war with China. This would be a catastrophe, wouldn't it?
It would be. We need to remember that China and Japan have several territorial disputes between them on some of the different islands and between their two countries. It's not like Taiwan, where the Chinese say this is our territory and has always been. These are islands that have been, you know, long in dispute in the international arena, that they've gone back and forth with some of the international adjudication bodies, if you will, over them. And, you know, these are islands where there's, you know, two different names. Chinese call them one thing, Japanese call them another. But if China is emboldened enough by, you know, watching what's going on in Ukraine, watching the seemingly not terribly competent behavior of the American administration, and they decide to, you know, push it to the wall, we've got the situation with Taiwan. We've got the situation in Korea, China doesn't tell North Korea what to do, but China will protect North Korea because they don't want South Korea or an independent, democratic, and capitalist country right on their border. So they want North Korea to stay communist and nutty. And now with Japan, all of those are areas where China could move in very horrific ways against countries that are allied with us. And that's, none of that is a good situation, even if they just tease it.
Right.
It ties down our assets. It causes more disruption here in Washington. It's the kind of thing that the president of the United States should be able to put a stop to without firing a shot, just with diplomatic power. But nobody has any particular confidence that President Biden can do that.
So China has been relatively quiet as far as actual military conflict. If I took a Benjamin Franklin out of my pocket, if I ask you what side of the aisle you would come down on our bet, by the year 2025, would China be the aggressor in a military conflict with either Taiwan, Japan, or us, or any other nation?
The concept of I have to sign the front of the check before I can actually run something, right? We could go on for days. All right, Catherine, you're back up. Now, Catherine's a kind of a badass, right? She's used to be like a cop, right? So she doesn't take any crap, but she's realistic about how things are supposed to be done. But she also gets things done, and I've watched that happen with her ability, her leadership, and her performance throughout the past, was it year or 2 years? Is it every year that we vote for you guys? Is it every year? Or is it every 2 years?
Two years.
Oh yeah, because we had the redistricting thing. That's why. They make this so confusing, right? But because the people at the top, you got your Ronna McDaniels, you got your Kelly Wards, you got your Mickey Nylands. Not your friends, people. Not your friends. We're going to tell you more about that because I'm getting so much information about what happened at the election. It's unbelievable. I don't want to keep saying, I told you so, but yeah, that's the case. So Catherine, what do you want people to do? I know you guys have an event that you're doing on Sunday, like a meet and greet, which I think is amazing. See, again, gathering the community so you can meet the people as opposed to the establishment where you clutch your pearls. You're not allowed to know who's in charge. Yeah.
Yes, we have a meet and greet on Sunday at CB Live in Desert Ridge from 3 to 5. And the whole goal of that is so that we can talk to people and build relationships with people and get to know people and have people get to know us, which is the most important thing because, you know, you get a 2-minute speech at these, you know, at the reorg meeting or the district meeting. And, you know, that's just not enough time to get to know who people are. And that's what we need to do is we need to build relationships with each other. And that's, you know, our team here has been doing that and we're working together and we don't all necessarily think exactly the same, obviously, but we have the ability to, have relationships with each other that work, like listen to each other and be respectful and understand that we all have to have a voice and we all want to have a voice. And that's what is so important going forward with all of the PCs, with all of our community is being a good, like, you know, Bob has said and others that, you know, to listen to people.
Yeah. Listening. Right. So then you've got, so Tony's first running for second vice chair. I want you guys to go out and meet these guys up at, if you can, at Desert Ridge. And I'm going to put that in the chat so you can see that. I just didn't have time. I ran out of time today. So, Tony, as far as like outreach or community, is there anything that you wanted to add on kind of some specifics that you guys are thinking about doing that haven't been done yet that need to get done?
No, I mean, everything we really discussed is what we're – and, you know, you mentioned, you know, the networking aspect of our LD. That's something I've already tapped into, and the more we do that, meeting people at events and outside of the meetings, that's how I've gotten to meet quite a few people that way and not in the meetings. I've met a lot of them outside. So I like the idea, the more we network, the more we get out in the communities. It's really outreach. That's one thing we're all big on is getting into the community. I was recruiting new PCs, hanging Christmas lights in our community last week.
Awesome.
I've got two guys that want to get going. So, and my daughter now too. I hit her up the other night and said, time for you to start, you know, doing your thing and get involved. She's 32 and she's like, all right, Dad. Okay. I'll do it. So. Yeah,
we're going to hold you to that. Let's do that. We're going to hold you to that. So I want you guys to all promise me that you're going to create sub events other than just the one time a month that we meet that are more social and committees, because a lot of people have a lot of ideas. A lot of people have done this, done certain things like this in different capacities, and they do it for a living or they're experts. So we don't need to ever reinvent the wheel. We just need to bring the people together. So social events, right? So I'm going to hold you guys to these to have some awesome stuff where people can go ahead and meet each other all wherever. I'll let you guys figure it out, but I'm going to hold you to that because I think that is so key. Because when we did, like you're saying, when we went to certain events and met each other, all of a sudden I have all these new friends, and we need more of them because they're there. So Kevin, I've got like 2 minutes left. So Kevin is got a really big face right now. He's just letting you know, look at me. I'm so handsome that I'm going to make my face big. So what else do you want to share? Because we've got about 2.5 minutes left.
Well, just quickly following up on that, the community service events are huge. I would like to do a golf tournament. I'm involved in the Scottsdale Rotary. I'm involved in Patriots of Arizona, and we do a lot of events. We just did the big tent event. And why can't our LD do this? Why can't we? We have the community. We need to bring people together, bring people in, everybody, and educate. Our job is to educate, bring people into the party, and let's win this. And that's it. Keep it simple. Very simple.
Yeah, I love the golf idea. Yeah, no, perfect. That's the first thing we're doing. It's a golf. So somebody's got to get cheap greens fees. All right. So Kelly, as in Lisa, Kelly, Lisa. What? He's always on mute, guys. I'm telling you, she's a much better note taker than she is a microphone unmuter. Okay, so don't worry about that. She's gonna be. She's an angry elf, but a good angry elf because she speaks her mind and she doesn't put up with any crap. And she really, literally, she's like, go America, right? She really is. She was on the show again with me, Nancy Ordiowski Shore, on episode 391. If you want to listen and watch that, I got a little en fuego. I couldn't help myself because, you know, I feel about establishment rhinos. You guys just got to get stuff done. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. Lisa Kelly.
Yes.
Okay. We're just going to skip over her. So we got about 30 seconds left. She's, you, 391, you can get a little load of Lisa there. So, Bob, close me out here. You got about 45 seconds.
It's a great group of people. Kevin is not only our treasurer, he's our fundraising chair.
Oh.
We can't do anything. We can't do those fun events if we don't have money. So we will focus on bringing in cash. We can help our candidates, help our state, and we can have fun.
The election that these guys are having is December 1st, but this Sunday they're going to be up at CB something or other, up at, I wrote it down, you think I would?
CB Live.
Thank you. See, that's what a leader does. A leader steps in when somebody else fell down right there on the goal line, and they took
CB
the ball
Live,
over the finish line.
2100 North Tatum Boulevard. So,
and that's from 3 to 5 on Sunday. So go meet these guys. Go meet these guys and then go to LD3TeamFreedom.com, LD3TeamFreedom.com. This is the new face of the party. These are the people that are going to get stuff done, represent you, and approachable, and they want to hear from you, the community too. So not just the PCs, the community. We want to make sure more people get involved because we got to weed out the people that are not looking out for your best interests, and we're not going to let that happen anymore because we're not going to have any more of these shenanigans that go on these elections because your life is literally depends on the people that make these decisions. And if you haven't figured that out for the past two and a half years, with the political propaganda pandemic and the election we just had, I don't know what to tell you. Put a mask on, I guess, get another booster. But anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. I want you to go to AZ Saves. That's the other one. It's SaveMyFreedom.us, SaveMyFreedom.us. This is how we're going to actually take back the country. We're going to make sure that they do not certify this election that was ripe with fraud and all kinds of issues. And then also we're going to make sure that we get it redone. Because you have to, because you can't certify something that is this much of a mess. Remember, there was a red tsunami, but there was also a blue massacre of your legal vote. So go there. All the information's there. The campaign's being launched. It's literally one click. Email all these people and tell 10 of your friends. Do it every single day. We had 700,000 people that did the last one to ban the machines. I want 7 million because you don't have to be in Arizona because this happened in every state. But we got to get one to get cleaned up first. So we're going to do that. We're going to be talking about that and launching. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. That is your take action menu. All of that's information is there. I'm going to put this as a special episode because share this. And these are the people that you need to consider voting for on December 1st, all the PCs out there. We can get everything back in order. Common sense caps, everybody. Everythinghomeaboutus.com. And you can text action to 91776. I'm way over. Heather, it's coming in my ear in a second. I got it. So have a great weekend and stop saying anything that other than that the election was fraudulent and those people that won did not win. You got to stop with the narratives, guys. It's not about ballot harvesting. What are you going to do? Vote harder? We got to vote harder? No. We got to fix this system. It's not about voting harder. All right. Have a great weekend. Share this with your friends.